B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
The Canadian Group Station, home of the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show. Yeah. Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Oh, you thought that was funny, Lorraine. She's in a weird mood because I came in.
Uh-huh.
And she was, like, just kind of being giggly and...
Yeah.
I almost ran over a cat on my way in today.
Whoa. Lorraine, that's not funny.
Wow.
You're right, it's not. I'm sorry.
And I was reading a story about how this woman was arrested for stealing contraception from a drugstore this morning. And
oh, wow.
That really got her tickled.
Wow. I hate that you have my laugh recorded.
Man, how do you feel about, you know, the starving kids? Oh, that's funny. Okay.
And it's your hearty laugh, too.
I know.
I love it.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to what is known as the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
That's what they call us.
And that's what they call us.
Yeah. It's going to be a big show today.
It is.
A lot of good stuff planned.
Something we talked about, like, I think around Thanksgiving is happening today. Something that came up on the show right around Thanksgiving is finally going to happen today. And the payoff is going to be amazing, I think.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Me neither.
Good. We're going to tell you about that coming up at 6:50 this morning. I'm doing something on the show. You know what it is.
Oh, we know what it is.
Yeah. I was like, that's a long time ago,
that
bud.
That was Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it had to be. Because
we had
to have something delivered to the radio station, and the delivery is here.
Yeah, so we plan ahead. It just takes us a few months to get to it.
Mm. We plan ahead, and we also plan behind.
Yeah.
Oh, missed that one. Next. Producer Nicole is here. She's not feeling well.
You haven't been feeling well for a long time. When do you think that's done?
Nicole's on the verge of death. It's not funny, Lauren. How are you feeling?
I mean, like, I'm okay. Like, I can persevere.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it's just like that feeling where you're like mentally exhausted, so it like makes your physical exhaust. I don't know.
What do we need to do for you?
I don't know. I'm taking like every like medicine known to man.
Are you
I'm
taking
sleeping.
A vitamin?
I'm drinking like a gallon and a half of water a day.
She's taking something that she told me this morning that she takes once an hour, and it's super holistic.
Oh man.
Is that the garlic thing?
It's like where you suck on it.
Whoa, you suck on it.
It's kind of like a cough drop, but it's not a cough drop, but it's like
it's
supposed to give you all the vitamins to rid your body of your sickness.
Zinc lozenges.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gosh, she is so all natural. Maybe you need to eat like a cheeseburger. Maybe you got a dirty upper system and that will get you healthy again. You're too clean.
You know what it is too? Is like, you know, the last 2 days we've been staying a little later here and we've been telling Nicole like go home and rest. And then yesterday I see on Twitter, she's like, just left the gym.
No, you're grounded.
That's the thing. That's what I need you to do, Roy, since Lorraine and I live in the burbs, and you guys live up here in South End. You need to keep an eye on her. Make sure she stays home.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. Like, I went to my apartment gym, so.
More so, don't go infecting people. You just need to stay home.
Bye. Manny pumps the hand sanitizer.
I forgot she uses the mouse in here in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She hands me prep in the morning.
Yeah.
You'll be okay.
All right. Well, I hope you feel better.
We hope you feel better. Take care. Have a great show, okay? All right. Bye-bye. There's producer Nicole in a different room down
the
hallway.
And it sucks when she's sick because she's in a different room. And, like, for the past 2 days, I feel so disconnected from her.
I know.
Yeah. She hasn't been coming in. She hasn't been kicking it.
Right. And then we have to get into this later, too, because I talked to Rob our buddy Rob, who is the head of sales. He's one of the three. We call them the seniors. We have Quagmire, our direct boss. You have Walter, the boss of all of Beasley Media in Charlotte. Every radio station here he runs. And then our buddy Rob.
Who, how come he doesn't get a fun name?
I don't know. He's Whitehead. That's a funny name.
Rob, we should call him like Billy or something. I guess.
I don't know. He's just Rob to me.
Okay.
And he looks like Fred Flintstone. You want to call him Fred?
He does. He does look like Fred Flintstone. That's true. That's
hey, 100% Fred it
true.
Is.
Yeah, he doesn't love that. But anyway, I was talking to him yesterday because we both had a specific procedure done. And then we both went just on recent trips. And he goes, hey, what's the deal with the office? I go, what do you mean? He goes, why'd you guys buy all that furniture?
Oh, my God.
It's still a thing?
That's seriously?
Still on the radar?
Still
oh,
a thing.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, bosses, do we have
I wrote it down to discuss later on the show.
How many times do we have to address the office furniture?
Seriously.
I also think there's a whole nother angle that you and I haven't even really explored on the radio, which is, Loren, we moved offices from back to where we were. It's boring. Don't ask. We're back to where we were, further away from our studio now.
Yes.
We're a good, like, minute walk from our studio.
Yeah, I need a bench halfway to take a break. It's such a far walk. Is there anything that's funny? I get tired easily.
But what's funny about it, too, Roy, is that we need to explore is, from what I understand, is she decorated the office during the holidays, and she used her brother as the work mule to get everything done.
Yeah, I sure
that's
did.
True. I think that's so funny.
Do the bosses know that?
I don't know. Oh. I told her, and he goes, she made her brother do all of it?
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, when I brought my brother in the first time, the person working the front desk was like, oh, she even brought workers. And I'm like, no, he's related.
I like how it's a whole thing here.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a whole thing as much as it's like, you know why it's a whole thing?
Because no one else does
it. No one else has ever done.
Well, aren't I a trendsetter?
Somebody will bring in a chair. Somebody might bring in a lamp. You've decorated our office entirely. We need to post a picture of it up, too, at the MRL show so people can see your work. And we used all of our money. And I guess the thing that really gets the bosses is, like, you know, if anything happens, well, and if anything happens, it's not an easy exit. You know, we got to wait to move everything out.
You know, I always make an entrance and an exit, and that will be my exit. Yeah.
Listen, that's the whole point. When you fire us bosses, we have at least 2-3 hours of passive-aggressive comment we get to make while we move everything out.
And that's my favorite. Yeah. Passive-aggressive is my specialty.
I'll be full-on aggressive if we get fired. Like, oh, no, I accidentally hit your wall. My bad.
I was part of a firing once, and you know, you have to get out, as you know, they're like, just leave, we'll get everything to you. You know, it's kind of like an HR thing.
Yeah, they'll mail it.
And they're like, just put a post-it note on everything that's yours.
I was just like, put a post-it note on the door and write everything.
I put post-it notes on individual push pins. I put a post-it note on post-it notes.
I love it.
Yeah, so
I love a good firing story.
You know how that's going to go.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so point being that we have a ton to talk about today, and we're excited to pay your bills for you at 8 a.m. this morning.
$1,000. Make sure you enter on the Kiss 95.1 app or online at kiss95.1.com. Everyone who enters is in the running for $10,000.
There you go. I'm going to tell you why Loren followed me home yesterday and why I turned out to be a bad friend.
Oh.
All right, we'll get into that coming up in under 10 minutes.
With Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
That's pretty creepy because I've been watching the TV show on Netflix, You. It's about a stalker, and then I hear through the grapevine Loren is following Manny home. What's going on?
Why'd you follow me home yesterday?
I'm looking at a house in South Charlotte, but it's closer, I guess, if I take 77 and go 485. And I didn't know how to get down that way to get to 77. So you take that way home. And I decided I would follow you yesterday.
Okay.
Not in a creepy way.
You told me that off the air. I just didn't want to be the one on the air to say that you were looking at potential new neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you just say that? Okay. So, Roy, she says, Manny, I'll follow you. Because I do go. I'm like a creature of habit. I get on 77. And as soon as I get on 77, I do whatever I can to work my way over to the left-hand lane.
Of course. That's what I think that everybody does.
Then you got to get back to the right before Carowinds.
So you can get on 45.
At the interchange there to get on 485. Then you got to work your way back all the way over to the left-hand lane, set your cruise control, and away I go.
And Loren's not a good driver, so I imagine how difficult that is.
Oh, come on.
What? You admit that.
I do admit that. I'm a terrible driver, but I'm a pretty good follower.
My neck is hurting from looking back to see where my friend Loren is. I'm in the rearview mirror.
Now, there was a point in time where there were like two cars between us and it was kind of busy on the road, so I was afraid I would lose you, but he was a good friend and he got over, let those two cars pass, and then came back over to that lane.
That was killing me. I had to let two cars who were going so slow pass. I was like, normally I would cruise in front of these cars and just keep going. Which for some reason it was weird. Traffic was heavier yesterday on 77 and 485.
Yeah.
But then eventually as I got off on my exit, where she was going to get off also on Alpha 485, I just I couldn't do it anymore. I'm like, I got to get out of here. So I don't even know where you went.
But I felt like you knew where you were
at that point. Okay.
So okay.
I just gunned it and I went home. And then I saw a text later on that was like, I made it.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. You just were like, screw her.
Yeah, yeah.
What if I didn't know where I was going?
I mean, it is so hard to have people follow you. I'm not good at it because I get into such a zone, especially if we're going somewhere where I know we're going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll forget. Like, I'm bad. Like, Amanda will follow me sometimes and I'll blow through a yellow, you know, and she's behind me.
That's
such a jerk move.
It really is, but I don't do it intentionally.
You did it with me too.
But I'm like, she'll come. She'll come also.
But you did a really good job yesterday for the most part until the very end, because even when we were leaving here in South End, you did have the opportunity to blow through a yellow and you didn't. You waited for me.
I know. It was the longest trip home ever yesterday.
Your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Roy, you mentioned the new Netflix thriller series, You.
Yes.
And we'll get to that here in a minute because Millie Bobby Brown is getting some flack after some comments that she made. But first, we have an official host of the Grammys. Alicia Keys will be hosting the Grammys. And if you want to see the video she posted, we'll retweet it at the MRL show. But she posted a little video of her getting the call saying, like, yes, you will be hosting the Grammys.
Do we know who's going to be hosting the Oscars?
Not yet.
Mm-mm.
Still no word.
They're saying that they might go without a host.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when we were on vacation, Ellen really pushed for Kevin Hart to do it again.
Yeah.
But I think it would have happened already if that was going to happen.
I feel that way, too. And he said there's no way that he could do it this year now that he said no. He already has, stuff booked.
Mm-hmm.
So he said maybe in the future, but definitely not this year.
We should do an audition.
And send it in?
See if our joke... Yeah, we should, like, test our jokes here in the studio.
Okay.
See if they get any laughs.
Okay.
That would be funny for them to have, like, people that nobody knew.
Yeah.
Like, they should have the average person, like, a good comedian host.
Oh, look at all you fancy rich folk. All right. Let me give you another expensive award to put on your mantle.
Yeah.
All right, so Millie Bobby Brown, she is, I guess she shared some controversial comments about Netflix thriller series You.
Yeah.
And Roy, you like love this show now.
Big fan. Scary. Scares me.
And if you haven't seen it yet, it's about this guy who is kind of creepy and stalks this woman.
Yes, but you watch it from his perspective. So like he says, this girl, the one he ends up stalking, paid for something with her credit card. He's like, ooh, she paid with her credit card because she wanted me to know her name. No, psycho. She just paid with a credit card.
Well, Millie Bobby Brown made the Twitterverse explode after she said this. Do you have it? Oh, sorry. I, like, even teased you into that.
I have Kim Kardashian.
No. There's
Hold on a second. Looks like this is the wrong date.
Oh, so we messed up.
There it is.
Yep. Okay. Our fault.
Yep, got it. Do that whole thing again, Loren.
So I just started that new show, You. He's not creepy. He's in love with her. And it's okay. So I'm obsessed with it. I've binge watching it. Absolute banger, Netflix.
Oh, well, she's on episode one. Keep watching, girl.
Well, she said she's binging it. So clearly she's past episode one.
But she's got an interest in it. She's in an episode?
Yeah,
so she's probably got...
She has more time to realize how crazy it gets.
But if she's in it, she's invested in it.
No, she's not in it. She's just watching it.
I thought you just said she's in episode one.
I thought you meant like she's in it. Like, she's, like, into watching it.
No, but is she
acting in it? No,
yes,
she's
that's
not
what I wanted to know.
All right. Anyway, no. People are saying, like, I get it. She's 14 years old, but maybe somebody should explain love and, like, relationships to her. Yeah.
And she's 14?
Yeah.
And she's young.
She's young.
And by the way, Lifetime must be shooting themselves in the foot because this aired on Lifetime, like, from, like, August to, like, October, November, and they didn't renew it. So Netflix bought it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. So wait, are they replaying the first season now on Netflix?
Yeah. So this has already happened on Lifetime. It's just nobody knew about it then. That should tell you something about the network.
Wow, interesting.
Tell you something about people's TVs, watching habits. They don't want to go on their schedule. They want to go on their. They don't want to go on your schedule. They want to go on their own schedule.
Just shows you how powerful streaming is now, too.
Yeah. So. I mean, think about it. You get to pick the day and the time and the show you want to watch.
Yeah,
convenience. Pretty amazing.
All right, and finally, Rob Kardashian will be returning to Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And if you missed it, Kim Kardashian teased his return to season 16 when she was on Watch What Happened. Happens live on Monday's edition. So That is your Dirty for now.
Thanks, Lauren. Teachers, you're on your way to school right now. Well, listen up. We found a list. Teachers reveal secrets they'll never tell their students.
Oh,
we got it for you coming up in 8 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
Paying your bills, $1,000, a little over an hour away from that code word. Make sure you're listening at 8 o'clock as we give you $1,000 five times a day.
So teachers are in the car. I know students are in the car. Roy, we found an article that will make both sides happy, I think.
Yeah, this is from BuzzFeed. It's they put a bunch of teachers together and they interviewed them. And these are the secrets that your teachers won't tell you, but we will.
All right.
Confession number one. Yes, I put you in a group with a kid that you have a crush on intentionally.
Whoa.
I'm stuck here 180 days a year. I want to see some drama.
No.
Your parents are literally the worst part of my job.
Yeah, that is true. I feel really bad for teachers and the stuff they have to put up with because I can only imagine, like, everyone thinks that their kid's an angel and they want to know why they got a bad grade on this and everything's the teacher's fault.
Mm-hmm.
The God's green earth smell doesn't magically disappear between the parking lot and my classroom.
Ooh.
If I know your name by the third day of a new school year, that means you're probably a bad kid.
Bad, huh?
Yeah. A jerk.
They knew Mamie's name day one.
Day one.
Jeez, I was like, boy, she must like me.
When you think you're being genius by getting me to talk about random things at the beginning of the class instead of teaching, I'm actually allowing it to happen because I don't have enough plan to cover the full class.
Joke's on you.
We used to have a science teacher, and he had a rather boring delivery, kind of talked like this. And like that. Yeah. Awesome. And we would be like, I don't want to say his name. Not that it matters. But Mr. Hopper, what's your thoughts on time travel? And he wouldn't be like, we're not talking about it. He would say, I believe it's possible.
And he'd go into it.
And he would go into it. And then all of a sudden he'd go, all right, now get out your books. And we'd be like, up the bell.
Yeah.
But he knew all along. He's like, I just want to teach you idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. They knew about it. It's just as weird for me as it is for you when we bump into each other in public.
Yes. Yes, worst.
And we used to have, like, pretty young teachers at my high school, and we would run into each other all the time. And then once I graduated, I'd run into them at the bars.
Ugh. Yeah, that's the other thing to this confession. We party more than you do, and hearing you try to hide it as if it's something we wouldn't know about is richly ironic.
Hmm.
Another confession, these are BuzzFeed teacher confessions. You're not going to become YouTube famous. Sit down and listen. I encourage my worst kids as much or more than my favorites because I don't want them back in my class next year.
That is true.
There's teachers in the car right now that are just smiling ear to ear.
Yeah, it's true.
I love it.
You know, I bet that there's teachers that just passed people so they don't wouldn't have to deal with them again.
I kind of feel like my Algebra 2 teacher did that. I had an F, and I somehow... I don't know if it's an actual program or something they created, but I stayed late two times a week, and that turned my F into a D.
Wow. Just hey, congratulations.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. Let's just get him out.
If there's any more, we'll put them up on the website over at kiss951.com. You guys can go have a peek there. The secrets the teachers didn't want students to know until Roy told us.
Still to come.
All right. Something we talked about right around Thanksgiving. We ordered it. It's here, and I'm going to put it on, and I'm going to wear it for 2 weeks.
Are you
going to
put it live on Facebook, on the Kiss95.1 Facebook page?
I don't think we can do that.
Why? I got to get nude to put this on.
What? You've been nude in here before. Let's give the audience a show.
We'll discuss what I'm going to wear for 2 straight weeks coming up in under 10 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss95.1.
So, it was just around Thanksgiving that we found an article that there's new men's underwear on the market that you can wear without washing.
It's self-cleansing.
It is. It's the Silver Tech technology of this brand called Organic Basics. And it's a certified organic cotton men's boxer brief, which I have right here in my hand, Roy.
Can I see it? Can you throw it to me? I want to feel it.
I have to be honest with you. Oh, they feel different than regular underwear.
Do
but
they?
They look better than I thought they would.
They have been developed to keep you fresh and odorless for days and days and days, the official website says.
Really?
They're super advanced antibacterial body, antibacterial and sustainable silver thread helps you regulate your temperature in the critical sweat zones, keeping you and your underwear fresher for longer.
Oh, so
less sweat means less sweat. Bacteria. Less bacteria means less odor. Simple as that.
You know, feeling it, it's very rough. It's very, it almost feels like a golf shirt type of material.
Yeah, like wickable.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Like an undershirt would be.
Right.
Maybe swimming trunks.
Silver Tech allows you to wear more and wash less, which is better for you and the environment. Now, this is not a commercial. I mean, basically, it's a free commercial for these guys, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to put them on today, and I'm not going to take them off until the 30th.
Oh, the 30th?
God.
That's 2 weeks.
They say you can wear them for 2 weeks without changing them.
So, you're going to shower, though. You're just going to take them off and put them back on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not changing clothes.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wear the same boxers for 2 weeks. So, Roy, why don't you go ahead and take a sniff of those guys right now. Okay. Loren, you guys too. And then when I take them off in 2 weeks from now, see if you... What kind of an odor is there right now? Any?
Like it came from a factory odor. You know what I'm saying?
Like a plasticky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, I'm sniffing the crotch. I'm gonna sniff any other spot of this underwear. I feel like the creeper from the TV show You on Netflix.
Seriously.
What about you, Loren? Go ahead, take a whiff. Tell us what you think.
Okay, well, make no mistake. This will be the only time I'm smelling these.
No, come on. You're gonna smell them in 2 weeks too.
Yeah. No, they smell fine.
Okay.
I wish I had my cologne. I could put my cologne in it.
Yeah, they smell like plastic.
Yeah, like from a factory.
And
they don't feel like they'd be soft enough. Like, I think that would bother my
boys.
My kibbles and bits.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah, if I have any kind of kibbles and bits issues or whatever, I might have to.
Oh, yeah, because you just had the snip.
No, I just had the vasectomy done. Yeah, that's right. Over our break. What a great Christmas break it was for me.
Now, this isn't going to be a problem for you, because these, like, normal boxer briefs, don't they have, like, an opening? These ones don't have an opening on them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, to pee?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, am I going to get naked in here?
Whatever you feel comfortable with.
It wouldn't be the first time.
We are, by the way, on Facebook Live. Thanks to Uptown Cheapskate, you can watch MRL TV.
The numbers go up when we promote it. I have a feeling, since I'm getting naked right now, the numbers on Facebook Live aren't going to go up.
You're wearing a big enough shirt. I can't see your lower
around.
Half.
Hey, check my butt and tell me if there's a bruise, because I went on the water slides in the Atlantis in the Bahamas, and I think it hurts. Is there a bruise?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There is.
That's a massive bruise.
That kind of hurts.
It's like the size of your hand, dude.
Really?
Yeah. We saw it. Put your butt away.
Is there really a bruise?
Yes.
Massive bruise on your butt. Like, it's the biggest bruise I've seen.
It looks like somebody, like... Hits you, yeah. It's like the size of a hand mark.
It's the size of your cheek. All right, Manny is getting dressed live also on Facebook.
Okay.
He just threw his old boxers. I ain't picking them up.
Me neither.
Nice boxers.
So Mamie is going to wear these underwear for 2 weeks straight, only showering and then putting them back on. And at the end of that 2 weeks, Roy, you're agreeing to this. You're going to smell them.
Somebody has to. You too.
I'm all set.
No, it's not that bad. It is kind of like, it feels like a high-waisted, like granny panty, though.
Oh, they are kind of high-waisted. Yeah.
It's all right. The boys are okay in there.
They don't feel any, because it's a little rough. Do you feel it's rougher?
Well, they're just on, so maybe, you know, give me an hour and maybe I'll be complaining.
When you're walking.
Really, what I'm concerned about is that bruise on my butt.
That's a pretty big bruise.
All right, so on the, what date did I say, on the 30th?
Yeah, you're going to be wearing the same boxers until the 30th.
Yes.
Lord, and help us all.
I believe Al Roker did something similar on the Today Show, and they all, and then Hoda and Carson had to sniff them.
I doubt that. I doubt that.
Mm.
All right, so we will find out in 2 weeks whether or not this actually works.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Little experiment here on the MRL Show.
Oh,
I'm sure my wife's rolling her eyes right now in the car.
Speaking of experiments, a man took something and then did this. Made his girlfriend the happiest woman alive, but I don't think she realized that he was on something. Oh. I'll tell you what happened coming up in 5 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
So I'm wearing these boxers right now. And Roy just asked me during that song, like, are they comfortable? And they're boxers, if you're just joining us, that you could wear, according to the website, for 2 weeks straight without washing them. And they'll stay odorless because they have this super technology. So on the 30th, around this time, I'll take them off. I'll throw them over to Roy. But and he's going to sniff them to test to see if they're good or not.
And bacteria-free, right? It's something
bacteria-free. It helps you not sweat. It's this new technology, okay? And then so I was just telling Roy during that song, I should have mentioned, like, I plan on doing things. Like, I'm going to go to the gym. I plan on getting my tennis on. Like, I'm going to put these things to the test.
Ew.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
A little experiment for you.
There you go. All right, what were you talking about? Somebody proposed to someone?
Yeah. So this bachelor literally found the woman of his dreams. He was taking Ambien.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You know crazy things happen on Ambien.
Yeah.
Well, he confessed to waking up and realizing that his girlfriend was wearing an engagement ring, and it was the engagement ring that he had already purchased and had in his drawer. He had anticipated giving it to her at some point, but when he woke up, he realized she was wearing it, didn't remember a thing.
Oh, no.
Apparently, he took quadruple the recommended dose of Ambien and ended up sleepwalking. Updated his profile picture after he proposed to her to engaged and doesn't remember a thing.
How does that happen?
I don't know. Ambien is a...
Man.
It's a crazy drug.
Ambien is crazy.
So, you know, it gets me wondering, like, what's the dumbest thing that you've done?
On Ambien?
What? Just taking anything, really.
Love those Ambien calls, though.
Well, and I told you guys, when we were flying to Rome... this past summer, I was with my family, and my doctor had prescribed me an Ambien, and it literally was like I had sleep paralysis where I was awake, but I couldn't move my body, and I was trying to drink my water through a straw, and I mean, I was like moving my mouth around to try to catch the straw and could not catch it.
Hey, we need to hear your stories. This guy, he proposed to his... now fiance on Ambien and doesn't remember a thing about it. So the things you did on Ambien, 704-570-9595.
You can text that number. You can also reach out on Instagram, Twitter, at the MRL Show, Facebook. I wonder if he's going to re-propose.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Especially if I was her.
You would want to re... Yeah, what if it was like a crappy proposal? What if you like just threw the ring at her? It was like, hey, marry me.
The article's from his standpoint, though, right? And he doesn't mention her too much.
No, because he doesn't remember anything.
That's scary.
But did he have to lie to her? Like, did she wake up and was she like,
no,
last night was amazing. He's like, oh, yeah.
He said he didn't remember anything at first. So I'm sure he had that moment.
We've had people call in to they've like drove to someone's house. Like, you're, that's crazy. Like, so like, there's a part of your body that is awake and you can see things, right? But inside you're not awake. That's scary.
Mm-hmm. It's dangerous.
It's like your buddy's acting without your permission.
I know, but he took quadruple the dose. You said,
yeah, he took 40 milligrams.
What's going on with that guy?
I mean, was he that nervous about the proposal?
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh.
Having trouble sleeping.
All right, want to know, what did you do? What happened when you took your Ambien? 704-570-9595. We just lost a caller. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's do a song. We'll let producer Nicole grab these phone calls. And when we come back, we'll talk to you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Anger bills coming up less than an hour from now, $1,000. All you have to do is go online, kiss951.com.
I was wondering what the crazy things that you did on Ambien was. I found this article of this guy who took an Ambien four times the prescribed amount and ended up proposing to his girlfriend. Doesn't remember a thing.
She woke up with the ring on her finger.
And he had updated his Facebook status to engaged.
It's crazy.
It's scary. This is Tom in Statesville. Tom, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man, what's the crazy thing you've done on Ambien?
I actually got caught cheating, and I'm not sure how much of the amount I took.
Tom, hang on. Tom,
yeah.
Just between me and you, were you actually taking Ambien? I mean, were you just caught cheating?
You blaming it on the Ambien?
Yeah,
it actually was. So what happened was I had this girl over at my house, and, you know, we did our thing or whatever, and then she wanted to cuddle. I got bored, and I went to go see my girlfriend. Man, I ended up telling her I loved her and everything. And then I brought her back to the house, which the girl was still there. And I forgot all about it.
Wow. Thanks, all on Tom. All
right. So that's not the first time that the girl was there, I'm sure.
By the way,
I'm starting to learn, like, this is now the ultimate get out of anything card.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I took some sleep medicine.
Honey, I have no idea who she is or how she got here. What the?
We're getting some text messages, too. 704 just texted and said, I was prescribed Ambien, and my boyfriend said I slid down the stairs multiple times screaming, wee.
That's awesome. All right, this is Carrie and Maiden. Welcome to the Manny Roy the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning.
And good morning.
Carrie was one of our texters who called in. Go ahead, tell Roy and Loren and everyone else your story.
Okay, so the doctor prescribed me Ambien, and I did not over medicate. I took one, went to bed, woke up apparently at 3 a.m., drove like 7 or 8 miles to the local Walmart, bought a hideous shirt and a CD that I would never buy, drove home, crawled back in the bed, and it wasn't until I woke up in the morning, no longer in my pajamas, that I went downstairs and found the Walmart bag and the receipt and the merchandise on the coffee table.
And you don't remember doing any of that?
I have no idea, but I would love to see the security footage at Walmart.
So amazing.
Thanks for calling in, Carrie.
Like, now I'm going to be driving around, like, staring at everyone going, are you sleeping? Like, what?
Hey, Andrew in Taylorsville, we have, like, 30 seconds. Go ahead. Tell us what happened when you took Ambien.
Came home from Afghanistan. VA gave it to me. Me and my wife had an argument. I took two or three. I'm going to go to bed. And I don't know. I wound up at my friend's house. And apparently I called her and told her it was over and don't remember a bit of it.
Whoa.
He told his wife it was over.
He went through a divorce.
I mean, she didn't accept it, right?
No, we ended up working things
out.
Yeah.
Okay. It was the Ambien.
Blame
talking.
It on the Ambien, man. Uh-huh.
Thanks for your service, buddy.
It's true.
Appreciate that.
Yep.
All right, so listen, guys, we got to get to a brand new senseless survey. It's a brand spanking new one. It's coming to you, your way. It's coming to you in 5 minutes.
My God. Roy, no more Ambien.
No more Ambien.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Is this Tate?
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry, is it tape? Like, can someone pass me the tape? I need to tape this? Or is it Tate as in Tate?
Tate, like T as in Tom, A, T as in Tom, E.
Oh, okay. All right, tape. Listen, it's Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. I have to call you because we got some of your forms here at the Bureau, and we still need to wrap up a couple questions. And instead of going door-to-door, we thought it'd be more efficient to get you on the phone. It should take 5 seconds.
Okay.
All right. Is there such a thing as too much mustache?
Yeah, yes.
Ever smuggled anything through an airport?
No, I have not.
Which side are you rooting for in the war on drugs?
Okay.
The non-drug side.
Good answer. And how often do you play with your Wii?
Play with my what?
Your Wii.
I don't have a Wii.
Oh, I got the new one. The Switch, it's really good. Listen, what do they feed barbecue chickens to get that special flavor?
I don't follow. This is part of the survey?
Yes. And why doesn't McDonald's sell mac and cheese?
It's McDonald's, you idiot.
Whoa. Oh,
wow.
I thought it was. Listen, why do they say taking a dump when in fact you're leaving it?
Okay.
No one takes it.
I don't think this is part of Census Bureau survey. I don't understand how this
works. Why are they called apartments when they're so close together? They're not apart. They're. I think we should actually change the to togetherments.
I don't know. I don't understand how this has anything. I don't live in an apartment. I don't understand what this has to do with anything.
Oh, okay. I had you listed in as a condo. I apologize. Does anyone call you Bud?
No.
Bro?
No.
Man?
No.
Friend?
No.
Pal?
No.
You? Guy, buddy, my dude.
No.
Oh my god.
What about dude? Duder, you guess?
No.
None boy.
No, none of it.
Big boy. Captain.
No.
Bestie. BFF.
Your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I mean, you tried to get him to hang up 5 questions ago.
I know.
Seriously.
He kept staying on the phone.
That's so funny. So good. Brand new census survey every Monday, every Wednesday, 7:20 and 8:20 here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. It's an exclusive.
Do you ever run out of things to ask them?
Yes, that's why I kept going, boy. I was running out of crap.
Sir, help me out here. Hang up.
All right, so Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are set to be married, and we finally have a date. Apparently, there's been save the date sent out for February 28th, although the wedding location is not listed just yet, but the wedding dresses are being designed for the wedding party. The dancers are in rehearsal, and from what we hear, Bieber and Hailey are going to go with a DJ, not a band. And it should be, if our sources are correct, Bieber's personal DJ is on board for the bash.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Personal. Okay.
Mission Impossible is not over.
Really?
There's another one coming. These installments are going to be back-to-back. So 7 and 8 will be filmed back-to-back. And Tom Cruise will be 60 when the 8th installment comes out in 2022.
He's going to be, like, wrinkly with a cane.
Yeah.
87 years old filming another Mission Impossible.
Quickly, get out of that room.
Yeah, speaking of movies, DJ Khaled has just signed on for the Bad Boys sequel, Bad Boys for Life. No word yet what character he'll be playing, but he will be filming with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. And Chris Pratt, he got engaged to Katherine Schwarzenegger over the weekend. And when it happened, he's tried to give Anna Faris, his ex-wife, a heads up. So he texted her and said this.
That's nice of him.
Yeah.
Chris texted me this morning and he was like, I proposed to Catherine last night. And I was like, that's amazing. And I said, I texted him back like, just want to remind you, I'm an ordained minister.
Yes. I mean, talk about ex-goals.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Seriously, when they talk about like consciously uncoupling, like Chris Martin and
Nicole Weaver.
What? Oh, yeah. And our Nicole Weaver.
Yeah.
you know, you think like it's impossible, but clearly it's not. And Anna Faris was genuinely happy that these two people had found each other, even though that's her ex-husband. And
that amazing. And that's like, that's a headspace you would never, ever get in. Like, hey, Dallas, remember me, your ex? Yeah. I'm here to officiate.
I'd be there, all right, but definitely not to officiate. That's your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren. 704-570-9595. She's got like 23 wins. Call now. Take her down.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Caitlin, welcome to the Maney, Ryan, Loren Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Caitlin, I need you to, like, up the energy, okay? We're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
All right. I am excited.
There we go.
All right, Caitlin, throw Loren out of the studio so you can play for everyone in York.
All right, Loren, go ahead and get out.
I'm going.
Loren is leaving the studio. You can watch her leave on MRL TV if you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook. She is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Paris Jackson checked herself into a mental health facility in hopes to prioritize her physical and emotional health. Who is her late father, also known as the King of Pop?
Michael Jackson.
And Alicia Keys is set to host what 61st annual award show? That was mentioned yesterday.
I didn't hear the first part, sorry.
Alicia Keys is set to host what 61st annual award show?
Oh, I don't know. The Oscars?
Question three. Mike Sorrentino turned himself into authorities for tax evasion and is serving an 8-month sentence. He's better known by this nickname on the TV show The Jersey Shore. Who is Mike Sorrentino? Three, two, one. No answer there. Okay, let's move on to four. Hopefully you're a fan of The Bachelor, because Colton Underwood is The Bachelor. And he opened up about his first love, Allie Rassman. True or false, she's an Olympic gymnast.
True.
Question five. AJ McLean claims that he is cutting down on over-consuming social media this year. What iconic boy band is he a part of?
Oh, my God. These are so hard today.
You should know AJ McLean.
I should.
I think so.
I don't think I would know.
Really?
Yeah. Because he's not, I don't think he's one of the popular ones.
A boy band. I don't know. 5 Seconds of Summer.
Okay. Come on in, Loren.
At least in my head, he's not.
Okay. We're from a different era, Roy, yeah, you and I.
That's true.
How do we do?
She got two correct.
Ooh, okay.
All right. Let's see, Caitlin, how Loren does. Paris Jackson checked herself into a mental health facility in hopes to prioritize her physical and emotional health. Who is her late father, also known as the King of Pop?
Michael Jackson.
You got it, 1-1.
Yeah, things looked good at that point, Loren. Alicia Keys is set to host what 61st annual award show?
The Grammys.
That's correct. Unfortunately, Caitlin said Oscars 2-1.
I could see where you might think that.
Sure. Not a bad guess. Question three. Mike Sorrentino turned himself into authorities for tax evasion and is serving an 8-month sentence. He's better known by this nickname on the Jersey Shore.
The Situation.
That is correct. Unfortunately, no answer from Caitlin. 3-1.
Hey, The Bachelor, Colton Underwood, opened up about his first love, Allie Rassman. Rassman is an Olympic gymnast. True or false?
True.
Ooh, Loren, that is correct. And Caitlin got that correct as well. It's currently 4-2.
Finally, question five. AJ McLean claims he's cutting down on, quote, over-consuming social media this year. What iconic boy band is he a part of?
The Backstreet Boys.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Caitlin said 5 Seconds of Summer. Final score, 5-2. Loren, you got 24 wins.
Caitlin, I'm so sorry.
It's fun. They were hard today.
Yeah,
did
they were
not,
hard.
You don't know? Does that sound familiar now? AJ, Backstreet Boys?
Well, that was my first gut instinct. Mm-hmm. That I was like, it's probably something more modern because it's the radio.
Always go with your gut. Always go with your gut.
And we're not modern in here.
Oh. All right. Caitlin, I'm so sorry, but you know what I want to hear before we let you go.
Yeah, my name is Caitlin, and I cannot beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, girl.
Yeah.
All right. Say hi to everyone.
Still to come.
We got $1,000 to pay your bills to get you out of that debt you got yourself in over the holidays, being that nice person, giving gifts to everyone. So we're going to pay your bills at 8 a.m. this morning. But first, it's Confession Wednesday.
You got something you've been holding on to. By the way, it's our first confession of the new year.
Yeah,
so I'm sure something happened between last year and now.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Whatever it is, get it off your chest. start 2019 off in a fresh way by confessing and cleansing those skeletons in your closet. 704-570-9595.
It's Confession Wednesday. Get those deep, dark secrets off your chest. You'll feel better about yourself. Yes. 704-570-9595.
It is the first one of 2019. It's a judgment-free zone. Call into the studio. Tell us what you've been holding on to. Could be light, could be serious, could be funny.
I think it's a good way to start 2019 on a clean slate. Like, if you did something last year or in the past, get it off your chest, man.
It's true.
What do we call it, Roy? Free therapy?
It's free therapy. 704-570-9595. To kick things off with Confession Wednesday, let's bring in James from Gaffney down there with the big old peach. Welcome, James.
Morning, guys.
Hi.
Well, I kind of messed up.
Okay.
I kind of done split with my best friend's wife.
Kinda.
How do you kind of do that?
Realizing that it was a mistake.
Yes.
Was it just a one-time thing?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. For right now.
Who was the aggressor, you or her?
What do you mean?
Like, in other words, who made the moves?
The first
move. Was she sending you the vibes, or did you, like, say, that's what, I'm going that route tonight?
It was a mutual thing. That her and him was kind of going through it, and I just kind of stepped in trying to save the day, and that kind of took things a little too far.
Now, are you married as well?
I was.
Until this happened, or?
No. No, I got, whenever I found out my son wasn't mine, she kind of left me, so.
There's just all kind of cheating going on over there.
Yeah, and I told her, I was like, you ain't got to leave. I'll still take care of him, but no, she left. Oh, well.
James, what would your friend say if he found out?
Oh, he'd kill me. Straight up, I'd be dead.
So, is this something that you'll take to the grave with you, or do you think you'll ever come clean?
Oh, I needed someone to talk to. That's why I'm calling y'all.
Well, it's free therapy, James.
Yeah.
Exactly. Free therapy. Thank you.
I probably, if I were you, would have remained anonymous if you're that afraid of your best friend.
James probably isn't his real name.
No.
That's okay.
He's not a fan. I get it.
It's okay. It's all right. All right. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Yeah. But you know what? Hopefully, James, this is the first step, and you'll feel better. And you'll be able to move on from that because you realize it was bad. You know it was bad.
Yeah.
All right, this is Anonymous in Huntersville. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
What is your confession this morning, Anonymous, in our first Confession Wednesday of 2019?
Oh, so I was with my ex for like 3 years. And for a majority of that part, he was living in Illinois. And like, right before we were about to, I was planning on breaking up with him. He was like, well, I want you to come see me. And I really didn't want to pay $3,000 for the plane, the hotel, food, everything to go see him in Chicago. So I kind of said no, unless you pay for the entire thing. And he did. And maybe like a couple weeks later, I was like, yeah, I kind of don't want to do this anymore.
So you get a free trip out of it.
Yeah, I did. It wasn't my proudest moment, but, you know, it was once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I'm not going to pass that one off.
Okay. All right. Thanks, that's Anonymous.
I probably would have kept the relationship going just to see how many times I'd get free trips to Chicago. Sounds like a great idea.
I mean, with a situation like that, wouldn't it be better if you lived in, like, Bora Bora or something?
I don't know. Chicago's a cool town.
Yeah, I know.
I enjoyed it.
Can't go in the winter, though.
Yeah, I know. It's freezing.
It is freezing. We got a couple more lines open.
Yeah, 704-570-9595. Confession Wednesday shall continue. The first one of the new year.
It's Confession Wednesday. We're taking your confessions free of charge. Get those skeletons out of your closet. Call KISS 704-570-9595.
Hey, we are just about 3 minutes away from paying your bills right here on the MRL show. Don't go anywhere.
It's Confession Wednesday. Good news. Get those deep, dark secrets off your chest. You'll feel better about yourself. Call KISS 704-570-9595.
We just gave you that code word for $1,000. You got like 15 minutes from now to go online at kiss951.com or on the app. Don't text it. Don't work that way. You want the grand, you got to go online. But it is Confession Wednesday, the first one of 2019. To continue, let's go ahead and talk with...
Hold on, I broke the thing that pops up the phone.
Oh, good job.
No.
Sorry, hold on.
Okay. Is everything okay now?
Yeah, it's fixed now.
Okay.
Kitty's been on hold for a little while, Roy.
Hi, Kitty.
Hello, how are y'all?
We're doing good. Well.
Good. So I was married for 11 years, and I got married at 23, so about 3 years into my marriage, I went and had a three-year affair. I went to Bora Bora, I went to all of the Harley-Davidson rallies, he bought me a Harley, he bought me a car.
Wait, who?
Hold on, Kitty, how did you explain that to your husband?
Yeah.
I already had a good job, and I traveled a lot with my job. So, and plus, I just had a baby. She was 6 months. And he was just such a butthead. And this guy just came along and just swept me off my feet. And finally, about 2.5 years into that affair, my ex-husband found out.
Oh, wow.
So, wait, yeah. I'm sorry, how long into the affair?
2.5 years.
Oh. About 2.5 years, he found out.
So this guy was rich, it sounds like it. He was rich.
Yeah, and we were 15 years apart. So when I was 26, he was 42.
So if he swept you off your feet, did you ever think about, like, ending your marriage and going with him?
Oh, yeah, many times. But he was, I mean, we even bought a bar together down at a beach.
Wow.
For the bikers.
And your husband didn't know, or you're just telling him that you're doing all this on your own?
I'm just pretty much telling him it's really none of your freaking business what I do.
Does she live like a dual life, man?
Yeah.
It's like a lifetime story. So,
it was just crazy. I mean, I was on T-shirts. I had been on billboards.
Whoa.
And your husband had no idea?
No, because my face would be, I would have a hat on and it would be covered. But
surely he found out.
You were incognito.
Yeah, he finally found out, and, you know, he tried to take me for everything I had, but my lawyers just shut him down real quick.
I love that he's driving home, sees a billboard with his wife on it.
Has no idea.
No idea.
Man, that's a nice hat.
Hey, she looks beautiful.
By the way, that was more of a great story than a confession because, you know, all parties involved knew.
That's true.
At the time. They know now, but they didn't know at the time.
Well, maybe he didn't know that it was going on so long.
Right. No, I get that, but it was still a crazy story.
All right. To continue Confession Wednesday, Anonymous in Charlotte, you are on the MRL Morning Show with Confessions.
Oh, hi, guys. This was a long time ago. I was in the fourth grade.
Okay.
And, I had a really mean teacher that I didn't like, and she gave a whole lot of homework and hard assignments and stuff. And so I, for some reason, decided to act like something was wrong with my legs all of a sudden. And I acted like I couldn't walk for like 3 months to get out of, you know, class and stuff. And my parents still don't know to this day.
They never asked you for a doctor's note?
Oh, well, my parents took me to doctors and stuff.
Oh, you sold it to them, too, huh? You sold it to everybody.
Yeah, so...
Oh.
It wasn't just the teacher who thought you had an issue. You sold it to everyone that there's something wrong with your legs, and nothing was wrong with your legs, and the doctors obviously couldn't find anything wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And they ran a bunch of tests on me, and then all of a sudden, it was like the last day of school, and I got up, and I could walk again.
It's like
those viral videos, right, Roy, where they're at the church, and the preacher comes over, he puts his hand on her head, and she stands up, and she starts dancing.
I was thinking that maybe she was walking
with a limp. No, you just didn't walk, and then at the end of the day, you stood up, and woo!
Last day of school.
It's a miracle.
I can't spell miracle, but it's one of those. Great confession.
My parents still don't know to this day.
Wow.
Amazing, Anonymous. I mean, and as a parent myself, and Loren, you know this, if we knew our kids had an illness and we didn't know what the heck it was, we'd be sweating it out.
Yeah.
Like, you're losing mobility. Just because she didn't want to do schoolwork.
And at the end of the year, she just gets
home. And I'm 30 now, and I have a child myself, so I can't imagine them doing that.
Wow. Well, thanks for the confession, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Man, oh, man.
She's like, all right, guys, let's walk to the McDonald's. And like, hey, pull back too much. You can't walk that far.
Yeah. Everybody's like, hey, we're going on a big hike. Like, can you wait 2 days?
Yeah. My legs get to the end of the school year.
My legs will be better after the day after school.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. This is Anonymous in Fort Mill. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show with Confession Wednesday.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
We're good. What do you want to confess?
So basically, I've been keeping this secret for over a year now. My best friend, which at the time was my roommate in college, was cheating on her boyfriend. So basically, he would come up all the time, but on the weekend, she would be cheating with one of my other friends who was a lacrosse player. Sorry, guys.
No, that's okay. I had to dump you. We get it. She was...
Yeah, we get the story. You kept a secret about cheating.
Loren, would you do that for a friend?
No.
Oh, I would. Depends on the person.
And your relationship?
It depends on the relationship. It depends on if the person that they are with are awful and they should break up. It really depends.
I just don't want to be involved in it. You know what I mean? Like, don't say that you're with me when you're with him kind of thing.
Yeah. I always told you guys 100 times the story that I was friends with a married couple. She would come to my house like around 3:30, between 3:30 and 5, almost every day, come to my apartment, drink a Coke, not finish it all the way, just check in with me and bail.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, like after 5-6 months of that happening, my buddy's like, hey, was she at your house? I was like, yeah, for a little bit. He goes, okay, because she said she was, but she was gone for like 2 hours. Turns out she was having an affair, mm-hmm. using me as her scapegoat, not just scapegoat.
It's scapegoat.
And so I was being used, and that made me mad. Oh, I was so mad.
Yeah.
That's sneaky, too. Yeah.
Last one.
Okay, Anonymous in Charlotte, welcome to the Manny Roy the Rim Morning Show. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, man. Hi. Yes, you're live with Confession Wednesday. You're the last one.
Oh, all right. But last October, I was at a golf outing with a couple of company clients, and they were working with my friend, and I kind of character assassinated them. I basically told them that he wasn't making them as much money, and it just wasn't true. But and I was a little drunk, so I didn't like know what the consequences were. But they all dropped him, and they all went over to me. And so like now I had like a great year, and okay. I was kind of worried about him. But then like then my company just fired him.
Oh.
So you ended up getting him fired. Ultimately, you think you're the reason he got fired?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I thought he would get more clients, but I took his major clients.
Wow.
Ooh, Anonymous. Man, oh, man. And he has no idea?
No idea.
He thinks the company just gave you his clients, huh?
He might know that, like, they went to me.
Yeah. But does he know that you undercut him and went behind his back, you think?
Why would all these people go to his coworker?
I mean, I would just say, hey, sorry, the company told me that I have new clients now, and unfortunately they're yours. I'm sorry. But, like, he doesn't necessarily need to know that it was him that was...
He thinks the company shuffled the clients, yeah. Not him, necessarily. Hmm.
Oh, man. Do you still talk to the guy? When was the last time you spoke with him? You said this happened in October.
I got a family card for Christmas.
Mm. Okay. Oh God, he's got a family too. All right, thanks, Anonymous.
Oh, what did the family card say? It was a great year.
Do you remember when Dallas? Do y'all remember our family Christmas card with Dallas?
No, I know, I do. You guys talked about how rough your year was. When Dallas was in between jobs?
Yeah, so Dallas, his company downsized, and he was like the number one rep in the company but had the smallest territory. So they moved the territories around, and Dallas got let go, which he has a much better job now. But our Christmas card that year, I let Dallas write the back.
Yeah, I pretty much said the year sucked.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show.
You know it's been tough.
It was like a what was me moment, and I read it after he wrote it, and I was like, okay.
That was a good year.
That is funny. Hey, we're going to all have a big laugh coming up every Monday, every Wednesday, 7:20 and 8:20. Roy gives us his senseless survey.
It's brand spanking new, and this guy refuses to hang up the phone. I'm like pulling things out of my butt, trying to come up with different ways for him to hang up on me. He finally does it. You have to hear how this unfolds. It's brand new, and it's coming your way in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Is this Tate?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I'm sorry. Is it tape? Like, can someone pass me the tape? I need to tape this? Or is it Tate as in Tate?
It's Tate. Like, T as in Tom, A, T as in Tom, E.
Oh, okay. All right, tape. Listen, it's Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. I have to call you because we got some of your forms here at the Bureau, and we still need to wrap up a couple questions. And instead of going door-to-door, we thought it'd be more efficient to get you on the phone. It should take 5 seconds.
Okay.
All right. Is there such a thing as too much mustache?
Yeah, yes.
Ever smuggled anything through an airport?
No, I have not.
Which side are you rooting for in the war on drugs?
The non-drug side.
Good answer. And how often do you play with your Wii?
Excuse me?
Play with my what?
Your Wii.
I don't have a Wii.
Oh, I got the new one. The Switch, it's really good. Listen, what do they feed barbecue chickens to get that special flavor?
I don't follow. This is part of the survey?
Yes. And why doesn't McDonald's sell mac and cheese?
It's McDonald's, you idiot.
Oh, I thought it was. Listen, why do they say taking a dump when in fact you're leaving it?
Okay.
No one takes it.
I don't think this is part of Census Bureau survey. I don't understand how this.
Why are they called apartments when they're so close together? They're not apart. They're. I think we should actually change the to togetherments.
I don't know. I don't understand how this has anything. I don't live in an apartment. I don't understand what this has to do with anything.
Oh, okay. I had you listed in as a condo. I apologize. Does anyone call you Bud?
No.
Bro?
No.
Man?
No.
Friend?
No.
Pal?
No.
You? Guy, buddy, my dude.
No.
What about dude? Dude, dudest.
No.
None boy.
No, none of it.
Big boy. Captain.
No.
Bestie.
A captain.
BFF.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorenz. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Finally. Jeez.
Go ahead, Captain.
Yeah, Captain.
Hi. So Rihanna is suing her own father.
Oh, no.
Yes. Now, Rihanna's real name is Robin Fenty, but he is now using their last name as a production company front, and she doesn't want him to be able to do that because she has her own makeup line and beauty line under that name as well. So she's now suing him and not only trying to get him to stop using that name. So she's had an injunction placed on him, but she also wants damages as well.
Oh, so he must have stole business, convincing it was like Rihanna's.
Yeah, so that's the thing is yeah. he was using their last name as a front to get millions of dollars, pretty much. Chris Pratt, he texted Anna Faris after proposing to Katherine Schwarzenegger to give her a heads up, and she reminded him of this.
Chris, texted me this morning and he was like, I proposed to Catherine last night. And I was like, ah, that's amazing. And I said, I texted him back, like, I just want to remind you, I'm an ordained minister.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, she is the biggest person I know because I could never want to marry.
Ex-couple goals, man.
Seriously. And do you want to, what Lauren likes here?
Quickly? Okay. All right.
So, this is for your pest control around the house without having to spray anything. You just plug it into the wall and it uses some kind of frequency.
Yes. My neighbor uses it to get rid of mice.
Yeah, to get rid of mice, even like cockroaches and other pests as well. So, I think this is kind of cool, especially if you have little ones around the house. You don't have to spray anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you can find that information up online at kiss951.com.
If you've been following the MRL show since we've been back from vacation, Loren did something over vacation with her brother that got the management here to turn their heads a little and say, what's going on in that office? We're going to talk about it coming up in just about 8 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss95.1.
Coming up in just about 10 minutes, why moving furniture on the first date is a great thing for you.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, this article says, Roy, it's a great thing, and we'll tell you why coming up in 10 minutes. And, of course, we're going to want to hear from people who move furniture on the first date. We'll see if it was a great thing for them.
Yeah. Well, Manny, I apparently started a whole thing here at the office.
Oh. You did, and something, by the way, that I didn't think it would be that big of a deal.
Me neither, clearly.
Oh, it keeps popping back up again. Tell everyone what you did with our new office that we got moved back to our old office, which is now our new office.
Yes. So they moved our office, and when we moved, they just gave us a bunch of, like, mismatched furniture. It was like the rejects from around the office. And you could barely even move inside of our office. It just felt like very confined and cluttery, and it was not a conducive work environment for me personally.
Right.
Yeah. And by the way, and they were kind of like, because we're like the only morning show that has an office. So we should have been grateful, I guess, for the mismatched furniture. It's probably their
maybe. I don't know. But all I found out was I spoke with another management person yesterday who I hadn't seen in a while and hadn't talked to in a while on the phone. And we were talking, and he said, how's the show going? I said, great. He goes, hey, what's up with the office? Why did you guys bring your own stuff in? Like, why did you bring your own furniture in? Yeah. And who put all that stuff up? And this is kind of what I want to talk about, more than management being, you know, I think they're tongue-in-cheek upset at us. I don't think they're really upset. I think they're just shocked that somebody would actually pay.
Spend their own money.
I mean, I can see you bringing in a lamp for your office. Yeah. And by the way, maybe people could jump on the phone and tell us, like, if you have an office, do you pay to decorate your own office? Like, do you bring in furniture and bring in shelves?
Because Loren literally bought the desks. There's two desks in there. You got two chairs. You got an end table. You got two shelves.
Yeah, and here's the thing. The chairs were given to me by somebody, like the two big recliner chairs. But the desk was not expensive. Like, you know what I mean?
How much did you spend on the whole office, you think? $200?
Yeah, maybe around there.
Okay.
So, like, is it a lot, like, in the grand scheme of things? Yes. But I knew that we didn't have the budget through the company to get new furniture. So I just took it into my own hands because I want to be productive at work. And right. I know me personally, I cannot work in clutter.
And we had offered 2 weeks over the holiday break. While the kids were on break, we were on break. And who helped you put the office together?
My poor brother was here on vacation, y'all.
He set everything up?
Drilling.
Wait, when I say
really?
And by putting vacation,
stuff together.
I mean my workhorse. Like, we're putting vacation in air quotes because I worked this poor kid from the time he got here to the time he left.
Oh,
he's never
no.
been so happy to go home from vacation his entire life.
He's not coming back.
No. I had him move those two big recliners in. I had him build the end table in there. I had him build all of the desks.
And nothing's close to the elevator. Like, even the parking lot to get to the elevator, to get
long.
To the third floor, to get to our office is a hall.
And all he wanted was breakfast and a Monster Energy drink. So I brought him here, and I was like, well, we'll order breakfast. And then we got busy. We never ordered breakfast. So in the midst of all this, he asked me for his Monster. And I go to the vending machine, and the vending machine's not working. And he's like, come on, man.
Awesome. You're like, well, you can run across the street to CVS.
Yeah.
I didn't even offer him that. I was like, just let's just finish, then we'll go to lunch.
I also think there's like some like management's probably like, hey, listen, the other morning shows are going to be like, wow, their office is decorated nice. And as morning morning show host, we know they did not pay for that because we don't pay for our own stuff.
But we do.
And we did.
Like, we bought our own TV show.
Yeah, nobody believed that we bought those cameras either. Okay.
Well, I love The Office, by the way. I just thought it was funny that it came up in conversation again yesterday.
Because it's creating internal conflict, I think, with the other shows.
Maybe.
Or maybe they think it will.
Yeah.
I'm just a really good designer, y'all. I did it on a
it's
budget.
It's beautiful. And, like, I walked in, and I'm like, we have so much space now, you know? It's like someone took out a wall.
It does feel like
that. I think you did a fantastic job, Loren.
Thanks, buddy.
And by the way, Nicole, let everyone know that Loren's available to redo anybody's office here in the building.
And she'll pay for the furniture.
No.
Keisha, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
If you want to win $1,000 paying your bills, Cameron, our midday bay, 11 o'clock is your next chance to win.
Okay, I told you guys. I tickled you with a little tease, mm-hmm. with a little feather.
Yeah.
This is science says... If you move furniture on the first date, could be a great thing for you.
Don't like it.
Me neither. If you're just looking for a one-night stand, probably.
If you moved furniture on the first date, and you could call in anonymously, we've got to find one person who moved furniture on the first date, and it worked. It turned into a relationship. Call us, 704-570-9595.
I would think that some of those would continue on. But I don't know, like, do you get married after you hook up on the first date?
A new study suggests that, and this was done by a study out of the University of Rochester, and the study says that getting intimate on the first date could lead to a relationship, particularly because the attraction that you have for each other is such a vital part of the romantic connections, and the physical and emotional connections kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
So if you move furniture and it's fantastic, you're more likely to hold on to each other than you would be if you didn't do it on the first date.
But your relationship isn't all about moving furniture. There's other aspects to it.
Yeah.
The study says that.
Sometimes moving furniture complicates things, too.
Like, so I guess my point of view is that if there are some other things that maybe you overlook because the moving furniture is great, that's still not going to be a good relationship.
I think they are what they're saying here in the study. And by the way, I just took highlights from the article. I don't have the full thing. What they're saying is that if you move furniture and it's good, it's more likely to help your emotional connection with each other than if you didn't do it on the first date.
You'd
be like, I don't know. I don't have any connection. But that is something that is so passionate and so strong for you two that you then work into a long-term relationship. You're still not buying it.
No, I think it's very messy, very complicated. I didn't move furniture with Sterling on our first date. Several. It took a long time.
Me and Amanda didn't either.
You know?
Took us a long time. We made out on our first date.
If I didn't care about you, I did. You know?
Right, because you didn't care what happened with that relationship.
Yeah.
Not only does the attraction make us more likely to want to be with someone outside the bedroom, too, but it also encourages attachment due to the release of feel-good endorphins we give off when we're moving furniture together, making a relationship way more likely to happen.
See, and I know you're telling us that, like, science is telling you that it's a good thing, but what I hear is that it creates a false sense of relationship.
That's
quite
what I
honestly
think. Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what. Producer Nicole is on hold. All 12 lines are lit up with people that move furniture on the first date. Did it work out for them, or was it bad like Roy thinks it went? We'll find out just after 9 right here on the MRL Morning Show, the home of the studies. First date, and it didn't work because there's plenty of people on hold
saying it did.
Where it did. And it's all because of the study, Loren, that science says if you move furniture on the first date, it could lead to a more long-term serious relationship. And it's got a lot to do with the fact that if you move furniture and it works well for you, it actually releases some endorphins that make you feel good and make you want to be in a relationship.
Sure.
You're like bees.
Yes.
And birds.
Again, it like almost gives you that false sense of love or lust or whatever.
You know, and I think it's a lot of how I just category, in my head, Like, I know that if we move furniture on the first date, I know that there's no chance.
You're not serious about it.
You know what I mean?
I don't know,
so
man.
I think it's my own mind. Because maybe these people that are moving furniture on the first date, they truly have hope that love is going to bloom. Whereas me, if we do it on the first date, I pray to gosh that you leave my apartment as soon as we're done.
But if I sat down with someone on a first date and I really felt this emotional and physical attraction to them, why wouldn't we? And we were, and it was mutual. Why wouldn't we move furniture on the first date?
I think
that's amazing moment.
I know, but I think somewhere in the back of your mind too, you would think like, well, how many other people has this person done it with on the first date?
All right, let's take some calls.
This is Anonymous and Troutman. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
The home of the study. We do more studies on this show, but we got to test our social experiments out and find out if what's on paper really happens in real life.
Yeah.
What do you say?
So my husband and I, we moved furniture actually a few times on our first date. We were just completely like head over heels for each other pretty much immediately. And even afterward, we didn't think it was anything serious, but within 2 weeks, we were completely inseparable, and now we have a toddler, we have a two-year-old, and we're expecting our second child, and he's my best friend. Like, we spend every waking moment together. We just adore each other.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, good for you.
Mind answering any specific questions, or would you rather not? Well, I mean, you said you did it a couple times on the first date.
Yeah, I mean, because it was just like that connection was completely inevitable.
Did you wait till you got home before you did it the first? Okay, all right. That's what I mean.
Like, but obviously.
Yeah, they went to the restaurant, they went to the bathroom to knock it out.
Maybe he's got a customized van, Roy, with the...
No. It was just like, I mean, I will put in there, we had, like, been acquaintances, known of each other for 2 years prior, but never really had conversation in person, so maybe there was already, like, we kind of knew each other in type of way, but, it was like the second we sat down at dinner, we sat at dinner for 2.5 hours and just talked. It was an undeniable connection.
So there was some talking, too. It wasn't like you guys were sucking each other's face.
No. It was a date.
I thought you were going to say something else.
But she's,
it was a date, not a hookup.
thanks, Anonymous. She's proving that it works.
And I don't want to say I'm jealous, but the people that say they did it multiple times... In one setting?
Okay, that's a different conversation.
How?
That's a different conversation. How? We're not
because
going
I'm
there.
Because I'm exhausted.
Tell Roy we're not going
go
there.
I want to go shower. The last thing I want to do is do it again. Like, it was great in the moment.
Why ruin a good thing by doing it again at half speed?
You know what I'm saying?
Anonymous in Charlotte. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my gosh.
I watch Grey's Anatomy, and those people do it like 40 times in the on-call room.
Is Roy not the best, Anonymous? My gosh.
Yeah.
All right, so does it work or not? Moving furniture on the first date, the study says that, yes, it will help you lead to a long-term relationship.
I don't know if it really worked, but it worked for me. I mean, my husband and I actually met over Facebook. He lived in Miami, and we were just having a long-distance relationship, I guess, if you want to call it. He landed here. Right after he landed here, we basically moved furniture. And a year after, we had our baby, and now this would be our third year married.
I don't know if I consider that the same thing, because they had a relationship before. So they knew that
online.
They had... I know, but they knew that they had an emotional connection before the physical connection took place.
This doesn't say blind date. It says first date.
Yeah, but I'm talking like I barely knew Sterling when we went on a first date. I spoke to him briefly on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
But you would still consider that a hookup if you hooked up with him on your first date.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Because I didn't know crap about him. Mm. All right, this is Anonymous in Charlotte.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, go ahead. What do you say? Moving furniture on the first date, does it work or not?
Well, I've done it twice in my life, and both guys I married and both guys I divorced.
Oh.
How long after did you guys end up getting married, and then how long after that did you get a divorce?
So the first husband, I actually lived in the Cayman Islands at the time, and he came to see me there. We met online and just had a great connection, got married a year later, married, I guess, maybe 5 years, had a child. Ended up getting divorced. I saw a lot of things 6 months in that were just warning signals, but I married him anyway because I felt like, oh, I slept with him and whatever. But then
you stayed for 5 years. That is a long-term relationship.
Yeah, but then he cheated on me and left me with a toddler. So,
But do you think that has to do with anything with the fact that you guys hooked up on the first date?
Well, I don't know. I guess it was easy for him to hook up with somebody while we were married.
Ah, yeah, wow, that's true. Okay.
You say so you did it. You did it twice, and you got divorced twice. So does that mean that like you have a golden rule now, Anonymous? Where like I am not moving furniture with anyone on the first date. I don't care if it's Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah, that's right. And both husbands, I was their second wife, and both husbands were 14 years older than me. So I'm like, no more older husbands, no more being the second wife, and no more moving furniture on the first date.
I mean, you've got a type.
Amen. Amen, sister. All right, thank you.
Somebody just texted in, too, to remind us that John Legend and Chrissy Teigen moved furniture on the first date, and they sure did.
They are.
A couple goals.
Yeah.
The best.
Mm-hmm.
They should host the Oscars, if you ask me, on a different
date. But to be quite honest with you, if John Legend was serenading me on the piano, I'd hook up with him the first night, too.
I'd take off all my clothes.
I would be stripping so fast. And I would I'd come back for more.
Let's see if we can get Renee to undress in here. You ready, Lorraine?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. That's gonna be
part of me.
No, that's that's
your clothes on my floor.
Now I'm thinking about my childhood and all the bad things.
Roy Brown never moved furniture on the first date ever in his life
until he met
John Legend. He played the piano for him.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.